Danny's going to be joining us. And today we have a very special show. Danny, isn't that right?
Yes, Charles, it is. Today we're going to be listening to 43 minutes of Prague rock.
That's correct. We're going to be
known as the rock of the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, we're going to be listening to an entire album straight through because that whole album is only one song, and that specific album is "Thick as a Brick" by Jethro Tull. It was released in 1972, and it's their fifth studio album. It's their second real big prog rock album after their prior release, Aqualung. And so, Danny, some critics said about their album Aqualung, when reviewing it, they called it a concept album. And Ian Anderson, who's the frontman of Jethro Tull, said, "This is not a concept album. What are you talking about?" And then he thought to himself, "I'll show you what a concept album is." So he writes "Thick as a Brick," which is a parody concept album, and he actually gives co-writing credits to an imaginary 8-year-old named Gerald Bostock. And the album is actually conceived sort of as this epic poem that Gerald wrote for school about his life. And so it's set to music by Ian Anderson in a very classic prog rock way, with a lot of varying, really interesting instrumentation, changing time signatures, and a lot of flute, because that's what Jethro Tull does well. And he recorded it and released it, and it was a very big hit commercially. Topped various charts in 1972 when it was released.
Didn't do well on the radio.
No, I don't think so. It's a bit of a double hander when it comes to playing on the radio, but that's what we're for here at WMFO in Medford, bringing you prog rock concept albums every day of the week, or at least every once in a while that I'm on the radio.
Or at least once every Thursday.
Yeah, once every Thursday.
Every February in 2017, once.
Yeah, we'll make that an official tradition.
Official.
And yeah, so we're going to listen to it, and then we're going to discuss our thoughts after, because I've never listened to this entire thing all the way through in one sitting, and you've never listened to it.
I don't listen to anything.
Yeah, you're not listening to me right now.
No, I'm not.
No, you see? That'd make sense, but it doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah. Exactly. It makes perfect nonsense if you look at it the exact wrong way.
So, should we get started? Actually, here, I'll have you do a PSA first to get that out of the way. So, there you go. Just flip through that and find one. Another thing, so Jethro Tull, you'll hear flute playing during this, and you'll think, oh, this is a prog rock band. That's strange for there to be such dominant flute. And that's actually because Ian Anderson, who, as I mentioned, was the front man, when he was when the band was forming, it was between him and one other guy for the role of main singer for the band. And Ian Anderson thought to himself, well, this guy is a much better guitarist than I am, but I can learn the flute, and that'll give me that X factor to get the gig. And then, yeah, he did get it, and the flute has become one of the most recognizable parts of Jethro Tull. So listen for that. You have a PSA, Danny?
Yes. Today we're going to talk...
Move a little closer to the mic.
Today we're going to talk about some numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners, and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wonderful. Just so interesting.
I know. I was flattered by it.
Should we get started?
We shall.
All right. With no further ado, here is the 43 minutes long concept album by one of the leading prog rock bands in the nation, Thick as a Brick.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Castle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntan does rapidly peel, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. So far away, I'm a bad dream that I just had. And you shake your head and said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song. returning from the sea. The doer and the thinker, no allowance for the other. As the failing light illuminates the mercenary's creed. A bonfire burning, the kettle almost boiling, but the master of the house is far away. The Odyssey is stamping, the warm breath clouding, in the sharp and frosty morning of the day. And the poet lifts his pen, while the soul deceives his lord. And the youngest of the family is moving with authority, a building castle by the sea. He dares the target's eye, to watch them all
we'll be right back.
shuffle in the courtroom with your rings upon your fingers and your downy little sideys and your silver buckle shoes. Playing at the hard case, you follow the example of the comic paper idol who lets you bend the rules. the clear white surface of morning wonder, I take my place with the Lord of the Hills and the blue-eyed soldiers stand slightly discolored in neat little rows sporting canvas frills. The jock straps pinching, they slouch to attention whilst queuing for sardines at the office canteen, saying, how's your granny? And a good old Ernie coughed up a tenner on a premium on wheel.
Thank you.
yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick.
That was Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull. All 43 minutes of it. What'd you think, Danny?
It was quite entertaining, I must say.
Yeah, no, it's very good. It's I wouldn't play a 43-minute long thing for you if it weren't good.
Well, that's good.
It's also classic prog rock and classic Jethro Tull. Some of their stuff can be more aggressive than that, but like the Stabs instrumental bit was pretty hard rock.
That was very stabby, I would have to
it
say.
Was that was a really interesting part, actually.
I felt like I was in a prison and someone was shanking me with a toothbrush.
Play some Yes.
What?
Play some Yes.
Maybe in a bit, yeah. Alright, we might play some Yes after this, just from a request from our assistant general manager, Jane. But yeah, it's classic prog rock. Long songs, interesting instrumentation.
Very long songs.
Yeah, very interesting instrumentation. I was telling you earlier, there was loot somewhere in there that we couldn't find. But
I could sense it.
You could sense it. You could just feel
more
it.
More of a guitar than a lute, I must say.
Yeah, no, that was probably just a guitar.
It may have
then.
Been because it was a guitar.
Yeah,
I'm still checking on that.
Yeah, but there was also like a lot of timpani and even a full string section at one point. And that's really a hallmark of prog rock, is just really going for it with the instrumentation.
And I thought the harpsichord was really a nice touch to the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, like, it added to it. And did you listen to the lyrics at all?
I tried to, but
did you understand
almost
what,
as much sense as I do?
Yeah, the lyrics
say not much at all.
The lyrics make no sense if you were listening closely. But it's from what I gather, the Gerald Bostock has written an epic poem about an upper class nobleman who has decided to kill all the peasants because they're poor and they aren't doing anything for society.
Sounds good to me.
And so he brings together a bunch of other noblemen, and then it's just a lot of him saying, yeah, get ready because you haven't done anything and I'm going to kill you and put you in your place. And then he does that at the end.
It really ties back into that recurring theme in all music and really all society, which is the plight of the middle class.
Wow.
That was deep.
That was deep.
The enduring plight.
Should we play something else?
We should.
All right. You know, we'll play some Yes. I'm going to go with Roundabout.
One of their top 100 songs.
Probably.
I don't know.
Is that a personal ranking? Or?
I've never heard it before.
Oh, well, you're going to hear it now. And since we're on a prog rock kick, listen for similar stuff and like complex, changing music and interesting instrumentations. Here we go.
Should be interesting. Thank you.
Spoon Radio. Spoon Radio.